Christianity has 30,000 plus versions, with each claiming absolute interpretation of the truth. There are over 30,000 denominations or brands of Christianity, with each claiming to have a more accurate interpretation of it than the others. Each brand claims, you have to interpret the Bible our way or you are doing it wrong. You need to say the prayer exactly like this or follow these exact rules or you are not saved from hell and the afterlife. Are Catholics more right than Baptists? Each denomination will say it so and then argue if given the chance. Christianity has created more exclusion than inclusion within itself as a religion because human beings are tribal and like to pick sides and do the I'm right and you're wrong thing. Which branch is truly correct in interpretation and why? Which are wrong and why? Each Christian denomination claims to accurately interpret the truth. You know when you hear an interpretation that's not true. You may not know exactly how and why, but you know something is not right. In the past, as I listened to someone evangelizing to me, I sometimes thought, something doesn't feel right here. I don't really believe what you just said. Some things you said don't make sense. Some parts yes, and some parts no. But when I raised objections, I was told, it's all true. You just need to accept it and believe it this way, because it's God's word. Your lack of understanding is the problem. So I am told to believe something without understanding it. Otherwise, I'm rejecting the word of God. Once I hear that, I want to reject the religion. Why must the Bible be so complicated, such a puzzle with so many parables and contradictions? Because we like puzzles. Problems arise when people arrogantly claim to take every word in the Bible as literal truth. There are some contradictions in the Bible when one compares the Old Testament with the New Testament. For example, an eye for an eye, as opposed to turn the other cheek. Which is correct, the old or the new? That is up to our interpretation and which parts of the Bible we choose to believe. Many Christian denominations interpret the Bible using literal logic. But much of the Bible was written in the form of parables, which were simple stories used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson. Parables were the figurative way of telling a story during those times over 2,000 years ago. They included the culture, beliefs, and superstitions of the times and were written by imperfect men with motives based on selfish human instincts and politics. Instinctual drives and politics have continually influenced the interpretations of Christianity for over 2,000 years. It was only in 1692 and 1693 that the Salem witch trials took place in Massachusetts, and a Christian denomination accused over 200 young women of practicing the devil's magic, after which it proceeded to hang 19 of them and stone one to death. Did you believe they were burned? Until recently, I did too. Nope, they were hanged. And yet many people have believed they were burned. Sometimes we believe things said by others that turn out not to be true. So were those killings justified by true interpretations of the Bible? The people in that Christian denomination believe so. It is up to you to filter out what is true from what is false, to decipher true meaning. Religions and churches have not yet delivered a perfect message. Do you get the truth in church? Sure you do. You get parts of it, you get pieces of it. But then you also get stuff that isn't the truth, man-made opinions with interpretations mixed in. Something always comes up to make you think, wait a second, that's not true. And then many people get confused and ultimately reject religion because they are asked to believe in an all-or-nothing sort of way, black and white, no gray. The majority of Christian denominations promote literal interpretations of the Bible as more correct and right than figurative interpretations. Another point of confusion about Christianity is its hierarchy of good and evil entities. On the good side, there's the Holy Trinity. First, there's God the Father, and then there's Jesus, the Son of God, and then there's the Holy Spirit. In addition to those three, there are more deities to add to the list: angels, archangels, cherubim, and saints. Then on the evil side, there are the devil, evil spirits, and demons. At the end of our lives, our individual spirits are judged as good or evil and are placed accordingly in heaven or hell. Before my own revelations, none of this rang completely true to me as it was explained, interpreted, and outlined. After my revelations, I clearly understood that there is a great spirit of one, the eternal, which in Christian terminology would be called the Holy Spirit. The Bible is a complicated riddle that consists of many books that were written over a long period of time. Should it take a doctoral degree and special intelligence to figure it out and explain it to others? Some people say they have it figured out, and have they really? How do they express their interpretation of the Bible? Their living character is more powerful than their spoken interpretation. Actions speak louder than words. How do they treat others?